Light, low-fertility soils span millions of hectares across southern Australia and in many other countries. They're tough to farm, and it's getting tougher thanks to climate change. The long-running Sandy Soils Project is finding out how to lift our ability to produce food in our most vulnerable landscapes and to do it sustainably. To tell us about the project, what it's found, and where it's going next, we're joined today by Dr. Therese McBeth, Research Team Leader, CSIRO, Agricultural and Food, and joining us on the line right now. Therese, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
It's great to have you here. So, Therese, first thing I'd like to ask is, could you tell us a bit about these fragile, sandy landscapes? You know, where are they found and what are they like to farm with sort of conventional agricultural techniques?
Our Southern Region Sandy Soils Project covers an area from Western Eyre Peninsula in South Australia right through to Western Victoria in that Northern Mallee environment. They are challenging to farm because the soils are very light, they have low organic matter, they are prone to erosion, and they have a range of other constraints that make it difficult for roots to penetrate and use water effectively, and that limits yield.
So the Sandy Soils Project, could you explain a little bit about what kind of research and what kind of work you guys are doing down there in the south?
Yes, we've been running since 2016 now, and one of the first core principles of our research is to understand, well, what is the constraint that limits yield? What is the thing that I need to tackle to really make a difference to yield? And once we understand that, and what we have found is that often once we understand the constraint, if it's water repellence, so water is not penetrating the soil, or if it's soil strength, so the soil is hard and roots aren't able to grow through the soil, many of the solutions involve tillage, deep tillage, to open up that profile and fix the constraint. So then once we understand the constraint, then we need to match and optimise that tillage treatment to that constraint, and we work very closely with engineering teams to do that. Once we've applied that tillage, in some cases we're making that landscape more variable, even though and more vulnerable, even though roots can grow more, the surface is looser and more vulnerable. So how do we manage our way out of that and make sure we get good cover and protect that soil and build it up once we've opened it up? From there, we're understanding where we can best apply these solutions.
This is all very new to me. I'm not involved in any sandy soil kind of research. The closest I get is kicking around sand on the beach. So this is all very exciting stuff to me. How have farmers been able to adopt some of these approaches to agriculture that the Sandy Soils Project has been working with or developing? How's that been picked up?
So we've developed a series of fact sheets where growers can go out to their sandy soils and work through a series of steps to identify if they have one of those constraints that are best treated with tillage. And once they've identified they have that constraint, then we have a series of information available to them about what is the best tillage to use and how to set that up and optimise that setup. And then we have a bunch of agronomists who help them to optimise the way that crop grows and covers the ground and gets the best productivity out of that new system. And we're finding the results vary, but we are able to boost yields by up to 200% in the best cases.
Wow, that's an incredible result. 200%, that's fantastically impressive.
Yes, it doesn't. Our sandy landscapes in southern region don't tend to be, it's not the whole paddock is sand. We have those dune swale systems, so it is part of the landscape, but by improving that part of the landscape, it gives us options to better manage that whole paddock, to grow legumes we couldn't grow before, to manage weeds we had problems with. So it really boosts that whole system in that environment.
Well, this is very exciting stuff to be able to grow things. You know, yield increases up to maybe 200% in poor performing zones. With this kind of research looking forward, what are we hoping to find that the sandy soils will be able to benefit agriculture in the future? Are we going to look at being able to, you know, grow food almost anywhere, or is this research very specific in sort of local areas in southern Australia? Will this have impact for all around the country developing food and growing in the face of this climate instability?
So this research also happens in Western Australia. There are vast tracts of sandy soils in Western Australia, but this year in July we hosted the Global Conference on Sandy Soils and we had participants from Africa, Southern America, parts of Europe. So it's certainly relevant across the world. There are sandy soils globally that benefit from improved productivity and more sustainable ways of managing them as we deal with climate change.
And do we think there will be a bit of an international coordination of efforts with stuff that we've learned with the Sandy Soils Project and that we can use to learn from and give this kind of information and research to international partners too? Is that something that's on the cards?
That's certainly our aim. The first step is to try and hand over that conference to the next hosts and maintain that network of scientists who are really focused on looking after these really vulnerable soils in a collaborative way. We've certainly seen examples from Africa, for example, where they're looking to us and the techniques we're utilising to improve their, lift their production as they enter the no-till system but start to face some barriers with yields.
This is very exciting stuff, Therese. We're just out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk all about Sandy Soils Project and giving us a little bit of confidence going to the future for those unstable climates and growing food. That makes me feel a little bit more confident than maybe I was before. So thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. That was Therese McBeth, Dr. Therese McBeth, research team leader, member of CSIRO's Agriculture and Food, talking with us about the challenges of the Sandy Soils Research Project and how to improve our ability to produce food in vulnerable landscapes.